I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Quinn Kelly is a 14-year-old boy and a student at Chatham High School. He's a three-sport athlete competing in hockey, lacrosse, and football. His favorite class is studio art, and his hobbies include eating, sleeping, working out, and hanging with friends.
I believe in trying new things. It all started out when I tried out for the freshman soccer team. It was the first time I had tried out for the soccer team since the fifth grade, and honestly, I was just trying to look for something fun to do. I had a spring sport, lacrosse, and a winter sport, hockey, but no fall sport. During tryouts, I thought I did well for my standards, but not good enough because the other players were much better, and well, I was pretty rusty. Once the tryouts were over and the week came to an end, I was almost positive that I had not made the team. This was not a surprise. I didn't expect too much from myself. I ended up getting cut. That afternoon, I got a text from my cousin saying the football team needed a kicker. I accepted the job as a kicker and showed up to practice the very next morning. This was a sport I haven't played since the sixth grade, and I couldn't even play most of the time because I played club hockey. I believe I made a very good first impression and quickly got the hang of the defense, not so much the offense. We lost some Behringer in the season opener when we were driving down and threw an interception and time ran out. I only played two snaps and made my field goal. At this point, I was kind of discouraged because I wanted to play more. I thought that I was better than some kids playing majority of the time. At practice, I got the opportunity to become a starting cornerback. I had the next week to prove myself, or else I would walk the sidelines getting water and holding my kicking block. If I wanted to play, this was the time to step up. We lost 42-7. But I had no catches against, broke three passes up, and made four tackles. From that point on, I fell in love with the game. I had so much fun throughout the season and met people I probably would have never talked to. The insanely hard practices, my teammates teasing me about my shoulder pads, when I broke my hand in warm-ups, the walks to Cougar after school, waking up at 6 a.m. to play on a Saturday morning, getting yelled at by refs because I wore too much eye black, the distinct stench of the pads in the locker room. These are all the memories that I will never forget and always cherish. I am so glad I tried something new, and now I hope to play football for the next 3 years. Trying something new doesn't have to be something that changes your life. It could be trying a new food and liking it, or wearing a new outfit and getting compliments on it. I hope this inspires you to try something new and just know it can never hurt to try.